All right, so it's Friday. We ain't gonna hold y'all forever. The goal is to make this 1 hour or less. Turn the time okay? on. So y'all know, as always, we ain't got no topic. So we're probably gonna do like a live Q&A. So if you guys have questions, y'all can go ahead and start putting them in the chat. And yeah, we're gonna get started.
That's right.
You ready?
Yeah. All right. So
I feel like, why do I feel so short? Why does this mic feel so?
I mean, that's usually in your prayers, right? Why do I feel so short?
It just seems so high.
Because you shout, Jody.
Whatever. I'm done with you. Anyway.
All right. Here we go.
Hey, hey.
All right. So we're going to get this intro going. Y'all ready?
Excuse me. They already. I thought I was going to burp. Shout out to the TSU alum. Hey, Christina.
What up?
Okay. All right. Let's do it.
All right. 3, 2, 1.
Oh, man.
Oh, Amy, you got something there?
I got some.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
I got something for you, too.
What up, peeps? Welcome to the Let's Make Out podcast, where we make out all things what?
Love, life, and laughter.
That is right. You guys, this is our 100th episode. Yay!
That's wild, y'all. That's crazy. It's been, man.
Can you believe it?
Man.
It's been 100 whole episodes.
100 episodes.
Of us talking about
it's
nothing.
Funny because we got Gay Baby TV. It's got like 2,000 plus episodes, but still.
It's crazy.
It's crazy to have a channel that we're, you know, now we've done 100, you know, we're on the 100th episode. It's just crazy that.
I don't even remember.
When we hit 100 episodes on Gay Baby TV.
Yeah.
Or like, the Gay Fix.
I have absolutely no. I don't know that I have 100 videos on the Gay Fix. You think I have 100
videos?
Yeah,
I think you have like 130-ish, somewhere
really?
In that area.
I don't remember what those 100 so. Episodes
That's what I'm saying.
Now I'm like. Is there a way that I can search that without
count.
Actually
start from the first
counting?
Page, just count. Bam,
I don't
want to
do
bam,
the counting. It's got to be an app or something or a website where I can like.
What's your 100th
episode? What's the 100th episode of yes. my YouTube channel? But how are y'all doing? Hopefully you are well.
Yes.
Happy Friday. Happy Juneteenth.
Yes.
Y'all, this whole.
Finally, it's a holiday. I mean, it's.
But
I mean,
finally, though, I just don't. I feel like I speak for the not the majority of us, but it's kind of like y'all don't want to talk about it in school.
No.
Like there's a whole uproar where we live of like a group of people who started this Facebook group who are against talking about it in schools, and you know what I'm saying?
Florida,
it's just like
Florida just banned it.
But now Juneteenth is. You do know what Juneteenth is, right? Like, how do you make that a national holiday without talking about how
because racist, ignorant white folks
like
think
what?
That they, think that they're appeasing people by doing things like that. You're
That's
not
what
appeasing.
We asked for.
You're not appeasing
like,
anyone.
No.
You, but you're dumb enough to think that you
Keep
are.
It. You gave yourself a day off. Thanks, white
Pretty
man.
Much. Yeah. Exactly.
How do y'all feel about the Juneteenth national holiday situation? Like. It's just weird to me. Like, it's just weird.
It shouldn't have to be one or the other. It should be.
It should be all-inclusive.
All-inclusive,
like,
right? So, you have the holiday.
No pun intended. Yeah. All-inclusive, okay? Everything yeah. should be.
You should have. The holiday should be a thing because it is a very, very important day. You know, commemorating something very important. But then also.
Yeah, like, they need to explain.
The training and the Agreed. Teaching. All that should still be in school, but better. And actually, the truth should be told,
yeah.
not just what, you know, is in textbooks now, because the textbooks now we know are.
Yeah. And I guess, you know, it is a good thing. Like, it's not a bad thing that they've made it a holiday. I guess the acknowledgement is great. It should be a holiday. But I think
it came at the same time that they're banning
things.
Stuff.
Yeah, yeah. It's one of those things where it's like. You're doing something to save face, like, let me do just enough to appease them, but I'm yeah. really not going to get to the root of the issue or make any significant changes, because what does another national holiday do for black people? Period. Like, what does that do to, you know, for progress? Like, it doesn't do anything. So it's just yeah. like,
yeah,
what is going on here?
Because the average white man and white woman and ignorant racists are going to continue to just be racist on that now holiday they get to be off work.
Absolutely, mommy. It's like mommy Veal. She's like, them giving Juneteenth before teaching about it is literally putting the cart before the horse. It's like, now you're going to have all these white people celebrating Juneteenth. They don't even know what it's about. They don't even know the
They're just happy they got a day off.
Meaning. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's just, and
yeah.
not everybody.
not
yes,
everybody.
I'm sure there are a lot of educated people that know, but even as a black person, like, I didn't grow up celebrating Juneteenth. So I had to, like, learn about it as I got older. You know what I'm saying? So it's just like, I don't know. It's weird.
So, like, you
it's
know.
Weird. Yeah, it's just weird. It's like, a little performative. Absolutely.
Well, I mean, that's the government. That's the government. That's they're just there to perform and take care of their own jobs, mm-hmm. not take care of the people or their constituents that elected them in.
Yeah, someone said that was born in 74, graduated from high school in 1992, and Juneteenth was never talked about. Honey, I was born in 82, graduated in 2000, and Juneteenth was never talked about. Never, not one time was it talked about. I didn't hear about Juneteenth until I went to a HBCU, honestly. Yeah. Like, and it still wasn't really, like, talked about heavily either, honestly. Like, yeah, it's crazy.
It's crazy.
Yeah. So, anyway.
Yes.
Now that we've gone off on a tangent, perhaps we should cue the music.
Y'all ready for this? See, I'm excited. Whenever I get excited, I can't stay on beat.
Have we been doing that dance since the beginning? Did we start that on the first episode? When did we start the dance? Has it been 100 times of us doing that dance? I just feel like we need to run it back one more again just because it's the 100th. Y'all, I still love our intro music.
I know.
I don't think we'll ever change it.
No, I mean, I literally was searching through this website, Premium Beat, that, like, hashtag not sponsored, but... we got to say that in the 100th episode, right? But yeah, it's a great place to get music and stuff like that. And some of the music that I've used in different vlogs or videos has been once in a while it's from there. But yeah, that's the song that was on there. So I bought the rights to it, and we've been using it ever since.
We've been rocking with it. It's our song.
It is.
Oh, thank you. Somebody said they like the mug. It says, not today. Not today, Satan. Not today. You won't. The only thing I don't like about it is that the handle is on the right side, and there's not writing on both sides. Y'all know I'm left-handed, so normally this is how I hold my mug, but I have to hold it with the other so you can read it. That's so
whoever
the only
made
thing.
It, whoever made it is a handist.
A handist? Instead of a racist?
Or sexist?
I can't deal with you.
I don't know. I mean, I don't know. Okay, well. How you not going to make it ambidextrous? Right. Is that how you say that, ambidextrous?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but it's cute, though. Thanks. Yeah. All right. Adjust the volume. So here's the thing. So we're recording on my iPhone because I didn't set up the camera. So you may have to turn up your volume as loud as you can. We will try and talk louder, but there's not a way because we don't have a microphone hooked up to the.
We don't do these lives enough to be all high tech.
Yeah, we need to do better. I'm so sorry. So you're gonna have to turn your volume up really, really loud, and we'll try to talk a little bit louder, okay?
Yeah. Eventually we're gonna have some other things set up for the live so that they're a little bit better.
Yeah.
When this gets put on like the audio version, it'll have this recording here, so it'll sound a lot better. But yeah. Unfortunately right now
it's a lot of y'all saying y'all can't hear us. Baby, you're gonna laugh at me. If I turn up the volume on my phone, that's not gonna help, right?
No.
I be doing that.
No.
I be doing that, and he be cracking up like, you know that does not help turn up the volume. So I am sorry, y'all. I'm so sorry.
A lot of people are saying they can hear, so.
Okay.
We'll just make sure that we speak loud.
Yes. Somebody said theirs is at max. Okay. They can hear. Okay.
We appreciate it, and we will make it better when we do these more often.
Absolutely. So. But thank you for the feedback. So we will definitely work on this. And somebody asked a question already. Do we don't do questions yet?
Yeah, I mean, we
somebody can. Was saying, will we do any special guests on the podcast moving forward? You know, I feel like it's time to have guests.
I think so.
Clearly, we'd be running out of stuff to talk about.
And we have a good time every time we've been on someone's podcast.
Yeah, or, I think just the logistics of it and, like, setting it up, to me, it just feels daunting. Like, to coordinate schedules and when are we going to record and blah, blah, blah. But maybe it won't even be that difficult.
We have a handful. We have two handfuls of people that we could call right now and be like, hey, when can we get on the, when can you guys be on our podcast? That wouldn't be a problem. So I think that we just need to do it, schedule ahead of time. Mm-hmm. So we do want to do that. Yes, we have some good friends and good people that we enjoy talking to. And we think you guys would enjoy hearing us have a conversation. So if
you have any suggestions for who you want to hear on the podcast, let us know. But I think it is time to introduce some guests. I think we need to spice up the conversation a bit. We've had one with Kevin Melissa.
And then we had
one with Angel and Marcus. And then
I think that's it.
Oh yeah, we didn't even record one with Sid and Charlotte.
No, we recorded there. So we're gonna record with them.
We just recorded Terrell and Jerry's podcast, so we might have them on the podcast. So we'll get some folk on here. We're sorry, y'all. I know y'all tired of just hearing us because we won't be talking about nothing.
But whenever we have the guests, we'll just ask them to be silent and we'll just talk the entire time. So you can look at new faces, but no, it's fine. No, I think that'd be a lot of fun to have some good people on here. So please let us know. Of course, we'll have Teeds and Tiff. Teeds and Tiff.
If they will be on, because here's the thing about Tiffany. She doesn't really like to be live. So we were supposed to be on a podcast together. Some podcast I was on, and she was like, I just don't really like to do live. So maybe she has changed. Hopefully she will, because it would be great to have a conversation with them. We'll guilt her into it. Yeah, it would be great to have a conversation.
And then, of course, Glenn and Yvette, of course.
Yes. Yeah. I'm not so mad because I know the reasons behind, how Married Are You is kind of like on hiatus right now. But I absolutely love their podcast. It is phenomenal. Yeah. I love it.
Good people.
Kales. Yes, we can have Kales on. The Cole Life.
Yeah, absolutely.
We've actually never really had a conversation with them offline. So I think it would be great to have a conversation with them.
Absolutely. So we got some people for sure that we would love to. So yeah, keep those suggestions coming.
Somebody said, Gabe, I sent a question to you earlier today that was for both. That can both TJ and Chad do a live podcast dealing with fatherhood? They are great dads. That would be good.
Thank you. Yes.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
That's really good.
Yeah, Teej is the homie. Yeah, he's a good guy. We definitely would do something like that.
Yeah. My mom. Yeah. Nana. Yes. April and Justin. Yes.
Of course.
Y'all got good ones. Okay. Shout out to that because y'all got good ones. Okay. So let's do some questions.
Yeah, let's do some questions real quick. Actually, let's do our first sponsor. We have two sponsors today, y'all.
Okay, let's get it in.
So normally,
shout out to the sponsors.
We always do these in the podcast. If you watch it, we don't record them ahead of time. They're always when we're recording. So you just get to hear me fumble my way through it here.
Because Babe still will not give me these podcast things, like these reads.
I'm going to let you do HelloFresh.
Okay. You don't let me stumble because I've never done HelloFresh before. Now you want me to do it live.
All right, so first sponsor, y'all, Best Fiends. We've told you about Best Fiends many, many times. Hey, Oscar, how you doing, buddy? You welcome. Oscar decided to come out.
Fail for a moment.
He seemed like it. All right, so here we go. So if you're into solving fun puzzles or you like games on your phone, Best Fiends is definitely a game you should try if you've not already. So there's just a lot of variety and strategy that you'll get from, smashing the candy round after round, just really good stuff. So it's a game that actually becomes pretty addictive. Like Chad, when he starts playing it, he'll keep going and try to get the phone back from him. It's like, bro, give me my phone, man. Right. Okay. Is there a text message? Come on. You have to can I get a text message? Hand me my phone, please. But what's cool about Best Fiends is it doesn't end. Like there's no end at this point, because there's literally thousands of levels to solve, and they continue to make new levels, so they're always trying to make it more challenging and lots of fun. And so you definitely should just check it out. Something new to play, like I said. You can collect characters that they just keep making more and more of. It's gonna be hard for you to choose your favorite level or your favorite character, because they have so many. So if you're itching for a new game, then definitely try out Best Fiends. If you start liking it a lot, let us know, but don't blame us. So we want you to check it out. You can actually download this 5-star rated puzzle game, Best Fiends. So that's Friends without the R, Fiends, free today on the Apple App Store or Google Play. So check it out and let us know what you think.
Yes, check it out.
All right.
O-Face. is a Maltese Shih Tzu.
And watch your mouth.
He
girl.
Is 12, 11.
He's 12. 2009. He's 12.
2009, 10, 11. It's. Oh, two. I was so sure of myself.
She's so cute. I told you, he's officially become my dog.
Oscar is 12.
Oscar's my dog.
Oh, face, you old.
You old, son.
Did he just hide behind the pillows?
What's up, fam? Come here, buddy.
What are you doing, Oscar?
Come here, Pooh. What you doing, buddy?
Don't knock down the pillows, though.
Hi, buddy.
Huh. Why you got to be up on the pillows? Oscar is 12, y'all. He looking like 6 months.
Yeah, and he's still... He really looks like...
We're so thankful because like, he acts young, too. Oh, look at the puppy. It's like he's a grown no man.
He ain't no puppy. You hear that bark, right? That's an old man bark, okay?
He is.
That's old man rocking chair with iced tea bark right there.
He's old.
Thankfully, he still moves like a young dog. Yes. He like, you know, he plays. So we're very thankful that, you know, hopefully he has that for many more years.
Yeah. We have met the Curly Coopers. We actually had a FaceTime call with them.
Yeah, we did.
A little bit, like, I think it was last year. Maybe towards the end of last year, we had a FaceTime call with them, but we've not like met them in person, but we have like had a conversation with them, and they're real cool people.
They're really cool people. Super cool. We would definitely.
Yeah, we would have them on.
Yeah, they're good people. So we literally have so many great people that we've met. Mm-hmm. I think we also would do, if there was a way to do it, I know we can do lives like.
Yeah, he don't fool with me like that.
Maybe if we did lives and stuff like that where we could have some of you come on. Like have some of you come on.
Oh, yeah, that would be good too. Yeah,
you know, ask questions so we can answer you as well.
Yeah, we do some like. I think it would be cool to do some live Ask Gabe and Babe sessions because I feel like it's only so much information you can give in an email.
Yeah.
And sometimes stuff be like left out, you know, or there's questions that we have to kind of, you know, tailor our advice or, you know, what we would do. I feel like, you know, as long as you don't want to be anonymous, I think that could be cool to do like some live
Ask Gabe. You want to be anonymous, then just use one of the anonymous masks when you come on here. And do a voice thing.
Take so it your changes name your off voice. The Zoom or whatever.
Yeah, it changes your voice. You'd be like, "Hi, Gabe and Babe." I'm like, what the heck? Why do you sound like
it's
that?
It's like on those like Maury or like the talk shows where they used to like blur their faces.
He was so bad to me. Like, why did you sound like that though? Look. Why your voice so deep?
Pause. That would be hilarious. Okay, thank you. What am I drinking? I am drinking Crystal Light, wild strawberry. I just mixed it with water, and then I added strawberry lemonade vodka to it. And it's actually pretty good.
That's right. And I'm drinking,
what are you drinking, babe?
Bacardi Rum Punch. Like, this right here is just...
He loves them.
Unbelievable. Rum Punch is my favorite mixed drink anyways. So, I mean, you got it in a can. It's ready for me to pop the top. Okay, mm-hmm. It's perfect.
There's a young YouTube couple, Kina and Dustin. They remind me of you guys. They are awesome, and they're elementary school teachers. I have to check them out. I have not heard of them.
Yeah.
I feel like there are so many YouTubers now. Like, you know, once upon a time, you could kind of like name off the vloggers, really. And now it's just so many of them, which is amazing because it goes to show that there is room. There's a market for everybody.
Absolutely.
But you kind of like lose track. Like, I literally know so many people that I've seen that are like killing it, and I've never even heard of them before. Like, it's cool. YouTube is pretty awesome.
It is. Yeah. So, yeah, we love seeing it.
Yes, thank you for the hair. Love you guys. This was a wig that I had made for an event that I was in, and I pulled it out the storage unit.
This one, too. I had that one made for vacation.
You're so silly.
Yeah.
AKA my large Tupperware bin. I have two hair Tupperware bins, and I was just like, I need new hair. And I washed it up good, and she do it all right. She all right with me.
Oh, you beautiful, child.
Thank you. Okay, questions. Which book should we do? Love and Sex, 808 Conversation Starters. Is this the one? 1001 or 4000? Which one should we do? Which book? Let us know. Well, you guys looking forward to Playlist Live next year? You know what, Carl? I don't know that we're going back to Playlist.
Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, if they invite us, we will go. But if they don't invite us, I get it. Like, we're not really their like target demographic, like our audience.
The first few times, yeah. The first few times we went, we had a really good time. But
Playlist is always fun.
And they did a good job of having like various age and experience,
yes,
like on stage. Whereas now, the last one we went to, it seemed a very young crowd. Like, yeah. and that's great. Like, so we have no problem with that. But like, we want to be able to speak to like the people that actually like, you know, follow us or
y'all,
you know, yeah, y'all,
and
exactly.
Y'all are not showing up
so
to Playlist.
If you guys are coming to Playlist and stuff like that, and we've met some great people, mm-hmm, and we're, you know, so we definitely would go back if they invited us because, I mean, it is a good time. It is a good chance, yeah, to connect with people that we know. But we also want to be able to, you know, I mean, we feel like we have a decent amount of experience,
right,
in the game. You know, we've been doing it for 10 years now. So we want to be able to give some of that knowledge in these panels.
Yeah.
And if we're not able to get in some of the panels,
then it kind of makes it not worth it.
Yeah, exactly.
Because it's like we're just kind of like walking around aimlessly or, you know, and it's cool to maybe like be a moderator for a panel or something like that. But it is also a business. So Playlist is looking for the hottest creators who are going to draw a crowd, who are going to get those ticket sales. And, you know, it's a lot of younger,
yeah,
white people, to be honest. Yeah. So, yeah, I think we had a good run with Playlist, but if they invited us again, I would be very surprised. Like, yeah, I would be surprised. But, yeah. Conversation starters. Somebody said conversation starters.
I'm trying to see what y'all said for which one.
Somebody said 4,000. Only two of y'all gave suggestions. So let's do the conversation starters. The 1,001 conversation starters. Is that one?
Which one is that one? Right here.
Is that one numbered? Are those actually numbered?
Yes.
Okay, perfect.
So you can pick first.
Let me go first. 777.
Nope, pick a different one. I'll just play.
Oh, I was like, what?
Well, this is definitely one you've answered before.
We still have not, and I was just thinking about that. We need a pen so we can start marking these off as we go.
Because this one says, what do you want?
Oh, $1,000,000. I think I did said that the last time.
You probably did.
888. 888, yeah. I was like, did I have too many 8s in there? It's the stuff y'all don't see. We'd be looking at these questions like, we want skip them to, it.
This is like the spirituality one.
What was it? Is it something you don't think I would answer? Or you,
well, it's just like, it would be good conversation. Can anyone know for sure that his or her religion is right?
Mm.
I mean,
that's a good one. I mean, I feel like everybody thinks that their religion is right.
Yeah.
I mean, because it's your religion and it's what you believe. So you have to, there's got to be some type of a, like, I mean, for you to believe your religion, you would have to think that it was the way. You know what,
yeah,
I'm saying?
So like, you can't fault anybody for thinking that their religion, like what they believe. You can't fault anyone for believing,
right,
what they believe. That their faith or their religion is the way because they believe it.
But correct me if I'm wrong, if there's somebody out there who, you know, is religious or follows a certain religion but believes that other religions can be the way also. There could very well be people that believe that also, but I do feel like most people feel like their way is the way. Like Christians, you can't tell them nothing. You know what I'm saying? Like, their way,
well,
is the way.
Well, some Christians.
You ain't going through Jesus.
The Bible-thumping Christians, you can't
tell
them anything.
If you ain't going through Jesus, then you ain't going. Like, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. So, I definitely feel like most people are pro their religion. Yeah,
To be honest, politics and religion are two of the hardest conversations to have with, mm-hmm, anyone because people get so wrapped up in their feelings. That they can't listen to someone else's, you know.
Oh, I must be missing comments.
Thought process,
yeah,
or something like that. So, yeah, I think that, I mean, I think that, you know, I mean, when you pass and you go up to wherever you think that you're going, then you'll know for sure if you were right or not.
Yeah, Brianna says there has to be some evidence somewhere. That's true.
Yeah.
That is true. I do agree. And a lot of y'all said the Love and Sex book. I must have missed those comments. So, yeah. I agree, Chad, and I refuse to have those conversations.
Yeah.
It's one of those things, though, that it is unfortunate because you would like to be able to have these conversations because you would think that the only real way to spark change in someone is to be able to talk about it. But when people are so... defensive and so like, no, I know. And what you're saying is just not right. Like, they don't even want to hear the possibility of anybody
healthy
else.
Debates are pretty much not a thing anymore. Like,
no, it's definitely
like,
not
debates
a thing.
Are something that I remember, you know, just having debates in like the Army or as a contractor, because we would, I mean, we'd sit in the desert doing nothing. Mm-hmm. So we just would talk about something and have a debate. And like,
just having debates.
Yeah. And sometimes it would get a little bit, you know, heated, like whatever. But I learned something each time, right? I learned something about that person. I learned something about the maybe the conversation, the topic. Yeah. But I think that we were able to be grown ups and have that. But there's so many people out here that claim to be grown ups. But when you talk about certain things.
Oh, are we frozen?
They just are not grown, you know, in their actions.
Let me check the phone. Make sure it didn't freeze. Our connection's been raggedy lately. No, it's not saying nothing. What does it say?
It's just...
No connection. Reconnect. Are we back?
Yeah, we're back.
Okay.
Sorry about that.
Yeah.
We back, y'all?
We're back. What I gotta figure out is why our internet... it's so raggedy when it's supposed to be the top of the line.
Yeah.
Like, we are back. Thank you. Please let us know whenever we buffer like that, because I just have to, it pops up and says it can't connect and I have to hit reconnect.
Apologize about that.
So apologies for that. But yeah. Did we ever push record? Oh, okay. Yeah, we did.
I did.
Cool. Okay. So do you want to do a question out of this one and then we'll move to love and sex.
That works.
Because y'all want to talk about sex.
That's right. I want to talk about sex after the podcast myself.
Well, I was just laughing and I just got it, like, for real.
Yes.
What number?
112.
We've already done this question. Oh, I'm sure. Okay. I don't know, but I'm sure of it.
I'm sure we have.
Do you have a pen handy? I wish I had a pen, because we need to start marking these bad boys off.
Exactly. I mean, it's the Let's Make Out podcast, right?
This one ain't good enough. Give me another number. I mean, this you can answer if you want.
128.
Oh, okay. How many different conversations can you adequately carry on at the same time? That's an interesting question.
How many different conversations? Like in the same time? At the same time?
Yes, it's adequately hold at
like
the same time.
To beef depends on the size of the group. If it's a big group and, you know, enough people are having you know, chiming in, you have more time off to be able to, you know, maybe I'm having a conversation on my phone or something.
I think like in person.
Okay, I would say no more than two.
Yeah, I would say after two it gets dicey.
Yeah, because in a conversation I really do my best to listen, you know, and hear the other person's, you know, and then after I've heard, then trying to formulate a response. I really try to work on doing that, not formulating a response before they're even finished. I'm trying to wait until they finish and then formulate a response. If you're not listening, then you can't do that. And you're going to be that person. They're going to be like, yeah, so, yeah, blah, 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 and you're not listening, right? So that's all you hear. And then they're like, so what do you think, Chad? You'd be like, oh, yeah, you know,
that?
You're right, man. I really agree with you. I you know, I really agree, but this is a tough one. I don't know if I can really chime in with anything, because that's because you wasn't listening. That's just the lie.
Somebody said I get aggravated if it's too many conversations and shut down. It's true, because you can't. It's just too much. Like, we really believe as people that we can multitask. Like, we really and truly believe that we can, and sometimes you can, but the quality of what you're doing suffers because you're not giving it 100%, whatever it is. Like, you're just not. Hi, Ray.
Hi, gorgeous. You turn
where's
this
your
down,
where's your headphones? You can't come in here with that loud iPad.
You want your headphones?
Okay, well, make sure that you don't show your situation.
Yeah, I'm going to cover up
to the people.
Cover up the
Reagan, she got tired of watching her iPad in her room. She said, I'm going to be on this podcast. You'll say hello to the peeps?
Hello, booty.
No.
Why? Why they got to be? So this is something we've been going through, is this booty word. Booty and butt cheeks are children. I don't know where they got it from, but they like to call each other names, and they call each other that. And I have no idea where they got it from. And I be trying to stop it. Like, can we please not say booty and butt cheek? Like, really? I don't know where they got it from. It's just, a bad habit that they've picked up from somewhere, and now they call each other that, and they'd be trying to call us that, and I'm like, no, ma'am, we're not doing that. Somebody can do two. You enjoy the stimulation and the challenge of it. Yeah, two is max. Stop. Hey, Ray. If you're gonna sit in here, you're gonna have to listen. Sit down and listen. Do you have something to say?
Be a good girl, okay?
Do you have something to say?
Mommy.
Okay, you want to sit in the middle?
Okay. Just be a good girl, okay?
But you have to sit here, okay?
Be respectful, okay?
Uh-oh, don't sit on Oscar, though. Your old face is like, hold on.
You go, poo-poo. You good? There we go.
Okay. All right. Next question. It's the silly stage. Okay.
Yeah, she's silly.
My girl's in the big boots song. What's the big boots song?
I mean, is it?
Reagan is three.
She's saying something. Is it not boot that she's saying? Is she saying?
Oh, maybe she's saying big boots.
And she's trying to, you know, slow, not say the.
Lord, is it blurry? What is going on? The thing is delayed. So I'm looking at the comments, but they're coming delayed.
Yeah. She's three. She's a little girl. So she just, you know, I mean, she's
trying to get on Chad because he knows better. So it's like, Chad knows better. Say it, she's going to say it.
And she doesn't understand necessarily what she's saying. So we just continue to remind her that we don't say that, you know, and just doing what you can with a 3-year-old. I mean, she's learning the world. So.
Okay. Love and sex.
Okay.
Oh, that's the one Ray has.
All right. Here, you look at this one, sweetheart. Here you go, baby. You look at that one, okay?
Pick a number between 1 and...
Wait, it's your turn.
Oh, is it in 243?
Yeah.
143.
143.
Did y'all ever used to put 143 in the beepers, in the pagers? Because it meant, I love you.
I love you, Chai.
Did y'all ever do that? Am I dating myself? Did y'all even have a beeper?
Okay, speaking of love, this is a deep one.
Oh, is it?
Have you ever loved deeply enough to be willing to sacrifice your own life to save your lover? If so, when in your relationship did your feelings reach that point? If not, do you think you ever feel that strongly?
Okay. See, this is why I can't multitask. I'm like, what is she doing? And she makes sure she ain't showing her booty.
I know.
Yes. But... Okay, so here's the thing, because it's weird, because I feel like my children, obviously.
Yeah.
Like, but that's not romantic love. So I'm guessing they're asking for romantic love. But, I mean, I've laid down my life for my kids. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, I think for.
But I feel like if it came down to it and I had an opportunity to save you... I would. I know that you wouldn't let me, though.
Wouldn't let her.
I know you absolutely would not let me.
Yeah, no.
Like, for me, there'd be no way. I mean, if you had to say so, you would never let me do that.
No, there would be no way that I would ever let her do that. Like, for Gabrielle and for my kids, 100% yes.
Yeah.
No questions asked. Like, it is what it is. It's just, you know, that's a sacrifice that, you know, but yeah, I wouldn't. I mean...
So would you say that you had that feeling, though, before we had kids? Like, is it something, because it asks, like, at what point do you feel that way in your relationship? It's definitely not something that it ain't happening first off. Like, we got to get to that point.
Yeah, we 10 days in this relationship.
We got to get to that point, Shawty.
I need a lung,
Shawty.
I need a lung. If I don't get this lung, I look, I know we've only known each other for 10 days.
Can I even give you my lung? I don't think you can give it. Do they have lung transplants?
I'm guessing you could take a lung.
Don't you need both of them joints?
I don't know. You can survive off one lung.
Could you?
Yeah.
Really?
100%.
Are you making that up?
No.
Is he for real? Is it for real? You can survive off
one lung, Shawty.
I didn't know that.
So, I mean, I don't know at what point, but I mean, yes, it was before we had our kids. I mean, you're my...
No, ain't nobody got time for that.
I mean...
Somebody said I'll only sacrifice for my kids, not romantic love. Okay.
I mean, you're the love of my life. I mean, like, for me, like, I don't know when it, you know, but I mean, I don't think I ever subconsciously, you know, say, here's the day.
Somebody said their cousin only has one lung, so apparently you can.
Yeah, you can. You know, God made us with redundancies.
Watch out.
Be careful, sweetheart. Watch your foot.
Because your foot is right in the core.
Look down.
Pull your foot up out the core.
So you don't trip.
Okay,
good girl.
Good job.
I mean, God made us redundant. Situation.
Oh, like we have, you know, like you can function with a, you know, you
yeah, like,
get rid of a kidney or
exactly. You know, he saying? Made us redundant.
That's interesting. I didn't know that though. You only need one lung and one kidney, and you can get a lung transplant. I didn't know that.
I told you. I watch enough that. Grey's Anatomy to know this.
You don't watch this. Well, you be watching what I watch.
I don't watch Grey's Anatomy. I just knew that though.
Speaking of Grey's Anatomy, I am so behind. I'm probably about 6 or 7 episodes behind, but I keep getting all these spoiler alerts. So if you watch Grey's Anatomy and you are behind like me and you don't want a spoiler alert, maybe you want to close your ears. But I am mad that Jackson left. Like, literally, I feel like there's about to be nobody left on Grey's Anatomy. And if they kill Meredith or if something happens to her, I am done. I will not watch the show without Meredith Grey, okay? I just feel like some people just need to be there. She's okay to okay. fool with it. But I was just really mad. Like, who else is about to leave Grey's Anatomy? Maybe it's just time for them to just end it. Like, let's just go out with, you know, while we on top. I don't know. I was mad about it because I was scrolling through Instagram and got the spoiler that he was leaving. And I was like, ugh! That's what I get for being behind. Anyway, any Grey's Anatomy fans watching? Yep, somebody was so upset. Yeah, I feel like it's about to come to the end. Like, everybody is just leaving, you know? It's like, okay, don't let nobody else leave. Just, let's just all leave, okay? Let's let it be done.
Well, you know, what's going to happen is the next season, Olivia Pope is going to, went away from Scandal so she could go get her doctorate. She's going to come over and be a doctor. And
that would be hilarious. Okay,
she's married to the president. She married the Fitz.
It has been on since you've been in seventh grade. It has been on for a really, really long time. I was in college, I feel like, when it came on. It's been a really long time. So I mean, they are getting towards the end. Reagan, what happened to your dress? What happened to your dress? No.
Go get your dress.
Hey, you're gonna have to like get up and move her. She's in the camera. Reagan. Hey. If you want to be in here, you need clothes. Go get your clothes.
Go get your dress, love.
Our children also like to be naked. Which is fine when you don't have the camera on.
Exactly. I mean, they walk around their drawers. I'm good with that. Whatever. Chad doesn't, but she does.
Yes.
Lord.
Somebody said that you hate TV. You literally like have never liked it, or you've just gotten to a point where you don't like it anymore. I am curious to know. The one that said that they hate TV. what's the name of the mascara I'm wearing? It is in a turquoise tube. I think it's by Thrive Cosmetics. I actually believe they were a sponsor on the podcast before. Thrive Cosmetics. And I believe it's the mascara that they sent me. I love it too. We've worked. Yeah, I've actually been using their like the soap that they sent and the mascara that they sent. I don't know the name of it. You want to grab it for me, babe? While you up?
What?
My mascara. He's like, see my makeup bag? It's the teal.
Your makeup bag.
Oh, it might be in the drawer. But it's really good, right? Thank you. It is elongating because it has like extended fibers. Yes. It has like those extended fibers that it puts on your eyelash. This is what the packaging looks like. And it is Liquid Lash Extensions by Thrive Cosmetics. Cosmetics. It is mascara for your eyelashes, but you don't need it. Because your eyelashes are super long already.
Beautiful.
They're beautiful.
Beautiful. Long and it's fluffy okay. like that.
It's okay. You don't need it.
That's fake. You're faking it. She's dramatic.
Y'all. Okay. Somebody said they grew up. I just grew up to not like TV. Oh, interesting.
Okay.
All
right. So let's get into the second and last sponsor real quick.
Oh, already?
Yes. Already? It's been 40 minutes almost.
Has it? We've been talking to y'all for 40 minutes?
We've been talking.
The time just goes so
quickly. We've been
talking
for, yeah, see?
Wow.
It's 40 minutes. I did that an hour.
Okay.
All right. So.
Let's go to the next sponsor.
All right. Second last sponsor, HelloFresh. So HelloFresh is great. If you've not tried them, I know you've heard us talk about HelloFresh before. But yeah, with HelloFresh, you get fresh, pre-measured ingredients and mouthwatering seasonal recipes delivered right to your door. You can skip trips to the grocery store and count on HelloFresh to make home cooking easy, fun, and affordable. And that's why it's America's number one meal kit. So HelloFresh is...
Hey!
Reagan, calm down. This little girl right here. She going to bed as soon as we done, y'all. But you can try HelloFresh's like quick and easy meals. They have 15 to 20 minute dinners, breakfast on the go, and more easy options perfect for your busy lifestyle. They offer 27 plus recipes to choose from each week, from vegetarian meals and calorie smart choices to craft burgers and extra special gourmet options. There's something for everyone to enjoy, with all recipes designed and tested by professional chefs and nutritional experts to ensure deliciousness and simplicity. So we love it. I mean, there's been so many meals that we've had. We've never had a bad meal with HelloFresh. Mm-hmm. And we've even ordered it a few times ourselves just because mm-hmm. the meals were so good. But we want you to check out HelloFresh. Be linked down below in the show notes or the description box. But you can go to HelloFresh.com/LMO12 and use code LMO12 for 12 free meals, including free shipping. So again, go to HelloFresh.com/LMO12 and use code LMO12 for 12 free meals, including free shipping. So check them out.
You got mac and cheese? Did you give her mac and cheese?
No, she had mac and cheese earlier. You eating cold mac and cheese, Shadi?
Yeah, she said, could you warm it up?
Warm it up in a minute.
Yes, you guys were talking about Tabitha. I love Tabitha Brown.
Yeah.
Like, we are friends in my head. I feel like we would have a good conversation, too. And the reason I love Tabitha so much is that she is a true testament to what God can do.
Be careful, okay?
What God can do. But also, like, when you are just being you.
Hey.
Like, when you're not trying too hard, when you're not trying to follow trends, when you're not, you know, just doing the most, but you're literally just doing what God put on your heart to do and the doors that can open.
Yeah.
And like, she's just a true testament of that. I love Tabitha. She's awesome. One day we will get to meet. I'm sure of it. somebody said, are you watching the playoffs?
Of course. The games are on tonight. I'm watching. So,
oh, are they?
Yep. Yeah. No, the playoffs have been really good. I mean, the games have been really good games. I mean, my team, the Heat, are out. They just sucked it up this playoff.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm actually kind of rooting for the Phoenix Suns now because, I mean, just they're fun to watch. I like Chris Paul a lot. So I'm actually rooting. Well, I mean, this is for the playoffs now that the Heat are out.
Yeah.
I mean, Suns is like the team I actually would like to see them win it because the way they're playing, they kind of just deserve to. And Chris Paul deserves to win a championship. That man.
Be careful.
Has been literally been a great in the game for a long time. So yeah, absolutely watching the playoffs. Go Suns.
Yeah.
Be careful.
Are you all right? She got the rest of my Crystal Light in this shaker bottle and I'm just like, don't drop it. Okay, more questions. And you guys, if you have questions you want us to answer, like, you know, keep them coming. I feel like the chat is real delayed.
Is it? Yeah.
So I keep like trying to refresh and it's just really delayed. So, any questions? And if you've asked it and I've missed it, feel free to put it back in the chat. Mm-hmm. Somebody said, you don't know. Oh, Candace, you have to follow Tabitha. She's so awesome.
She is. She's
amazing. Like, her personality is
just. She seems so genuine and sweet.
Yeah. Like, absolutely. You just meet, you know, see somebody and you're like, that is somebody who is authentic.
And you just want them you genuinely want them to win, even if you don't know them, right?
Absolutely.
You just, because of their personality.
I want her to have it all, because 100%. I feel like she deserves it.
100%.
So yeah, Candace, you got to check out Tabitha Brown. And anybody else who's not heard of her, you've got to check her out.
And speaking of that, like, I think that it's important for us to look at people's success and be happy for them, genuinely happy for them.
Yes.
Like, and to really wish for their happiness. People that we don't know, not your friends and your family.
I mean, but them too.
Them too. 100% them too. But like people that you don't know,
mm-hmm.
like people you watch or people you know, somehow just, you know, seen or whatever. But like genuinely being happy for them
don't move.
And wanting them to win is it does so much for your spirit if you can get to that point and you don't feel any kind of jealousy or any kind of dang, I wish I had that. It does. It's not bad for you to wish you had something, but to wish you had something because someone else had it at the same moment is kind of like, are you being happy for them fully? Or, you know, so I think it's really important, and I've been trying to do that myself, is just really be happy for people for what they have, and just and really wish that they have more and they get more. I think that's important for all of us to do. So
That's very true. Reagan just gave me a whole do over here. She was doing my hair. Wait, and she said, I said, you doing my hair? She said, yeah, but don't move.
That's what I tell her every day. Every day I'm doing her hair, I'm like, girl, stop moving. Don't move.
That is so funny.
So then she asked me, every time I tell her don't move, then she says, can I move my hand? Yes, I'm like, you just don't move your head, girl. She's so funny.
She's so smart. Oh, she my is. Goodness. Okay. Okay, thank you. It's La La Love, because you have asked this question a couple of times about Greek life. And what I will say is, if you are interested in Greek life after college, the best thing you can do is to get familiar. Get familiar with that organization, visit their website, find out when their events are, their events, introduce yourself, get to know members of the sorority, and then, you know, doors can open for you, but you got to do some research, you got to show up, you have to support, and, you know, a lot of times I know in my sorority, Alpha Kappa Alpha, graduate membership is by invitation only, but you know, you have to be seen, you have to be there, you have to be involved. So that's the best thing that I can tell you is do your research, go on the website, show up, get to know the members, participate, do all of those things. Like, and it'll get you far.
When we got married, handling finances, I just knew that Gabrielle knew more about finances than I did, so I just told her to take charge. Well, I tried to do it myself.
No, that's a lie.
Well, no, combining finances, that went from the get-go. There was no...
did we handle combining
There finances? Was no stress in that for us. Like, we just, we knew that that's what we wanted to do. Like, our finances were going to become one.
Well, yeah, and we also, like, when we got to get... Hold on, girl. Don't pull it off now.
Don't brush your mommy's eye now, Shouty. You're so cute.
Thank you, love.
You're such a sweetheart.
Oh, thank you. So, yeah, when we got married, I quit my job to move to Tennessee. So I wasn't even, like, bringing in income in the beginning of our marriage. Chad was, like, the only one working. And then I got hired at his company, I don't know, like, 6 months in or something. It wasn't even 6 months in.
It wasn't.
Maybe, like, a month or two in or whatever. But those first couple of months, I remember, was rough because I felt weird not bringing in anything and, like, you know, feeling like I was spending his money. But we did talk about, even before we got married, how we wanted to, you know, my money is your money.
Yeah.
It's our money. Everything goes into the collective pot.
Yeah.
And we've just always... been like that. Like,
that's always been the way that we
we don't have any
accounts that are just mine and just hers. We don't have any of those accounts. And so
I mean technically our 401ks, we have our, it's all in our name, in our separate name, but
that's because we pay ourselves salaries from our company. But outside of that, like, all of our other savings and stuff like that is all together. So I think combining wasn't an issue. That's what we wanted to do. So it wasn't difficult for us. I know how it can be for some people, but some for people, us it wasn't.
Some people thrive and they don't combine their
absolutely.
Finances.
To each his own.
To each his own. But for us, it was like, you know what? Let's just
keep it simple. KISS method. Keep it simple.
Keep it simple. Whatever come in here, whether you the breadwinner, whether I'm the breadwinner, you know, like, it's our money together. Yeah. So
absolutely. Yeah. So that it was pretty easy for us in that aspect.
Let's see. When I was pregnant with Ray, did I think that she would have as much personality as she has? Never in a million years did I think Reagan would have this much personality. I still be like, where did you come from? Like, have you been here before? Literally, because I just never met a little girl with so much sass. So much personality, so much headstrongness. What is the word I'm looking for? Like, she's just...
She's your daughter.
On another level. And I was not ready.
100% her daughter.
I was not ready. I don't know what I was expecting.
She's a mini Gabe.
But well, I definitely well, wasn't expecting
we were expecting this. Siege because...
That's what I was
Siege
expecting.
Is, Siege is he's so calm, chill. Like, but Siege manner. Has a personality. You guys just don't necessarily see it.
Yeah.
Like, all the time. He Sometimes has a big personality. But he is pretty quiet. But he's quiet and chill and calm. Mm-hmm. And so we expected that same thing with her. You know, I mean, honestly, it was kind of like...
Reagan came up out that bad boy like, I am here, okay? Yeah. And I ain't going nowhere, whether you like it or not.
And to think, Chad was 2 weeks late. You thought he'd make an entrance. She...
Honey.
She's I'm coming on time.
I'm coming. And here I am. You better be ready. Be Never ready. In a million years. And it's just...
It's so cool.
So it's one of those things where... And I've talked about this before, how, like, parenting her is so different. And it's such a learning curve, mm-hmm. just trying to figure out how to parent her, but not dim her light.
Yeah.
You know? So it's a challenge.
It's a challenge, but I think that. parenting is a challenge, right? You know,
yeah.
I mean, each kid is different and you have to learn how to be there for each child in the way that they need.
Absolutely. No, we have not met Lauren and Cameron from Love is Blind. It's so funny. I actually just bought their book. It just came yesterday. I can't remember the name of it.
Leap of Faith.
Leap of Faith, yes. I'm excited to read
it. Yeah.
I would love to talk to them too. They seem really cool.
They seem really cool.
Like, I've watched some of their YouTube videos and stuff. They seem really cool.
Yeah, they seem really cool. We would love to connect with them. And we're definitely happy for them. So that's exciting stuff.
Yes, I know that's right, Latoya. She said, I learned to be a better me thanks to Tabitha and us. Aw, thank you.
That's sweet, thank you.
But yeah, Tabitha is like... Man, her personality is amazing. So freaking amazing. What are our future plans after YouTube? you know, I think we're still trying to figure that out. Like, honestly.
We have the next missions that we're working on.
Yeah, like certain things that we want to shift towards. But, I mean, honestly, the possibilities are endless. So, you know, I have no doubt that it's going to be great, whatever it is. But I couldn't say that we know specifically what it is. Like, we don't even know specifically when we'll be done with YouTube.
Yeah.
So at this point, like, you know, we're enjoying it for what it is now and, you know, working on other things that we want to do whenever the transition happens. But we really don't know when that's going to happen.
Yeah. We have some things that we are definitely... We know that we're going to work on and achieve in the next, you know, year.
Mm-hmm.
But that still doesn't answer the question about YouTube.
Yeah, because, right? I mean, we don't know.
Because YouTube is, I mean, obviously been a part of our life for you know,
for
our entire marriage,
well,
pretty
much.
It's been, you know.
11 years for me, but 10 years of vlogging.
October. August is our 10-year anniversary. October is our 10-year vlogging anniversary.
Mm-hmm.
So for us, this is what we've done our entire marriage. So, so we don't know. That's a great question.
Yeah.
But we definitely hope that we can continue to spread love, life, and laughter
in
whatever we're doing.
Did you really think he was about to come in here and
play
basketball?
He came in here and started playing basketball.
This is I'm going to say a shit show, but Lord. Somebody else said, dang, I just lost it. Hold on. It was from... Oh, man, where'd it go? Okay, from Young Saved and Free on IG. She said, do you think there's a market for everyone on YouTube? I tried YouTube, but I can't figure it out, and it's so much of a production now. It is so much of a production now. I can agree with you. And I honestly feel like there is a market and there is room for everyone to thrive on YouTube.
Yeah.
But it takes time to figure out what your thing is. I will say that YouTube... is a lot slower of a growth, like, of the social medias. I feel like YouTube, unless you are doing
crazy
drama, extreme
or
drama
crazy, yeah.
pranks, or
you can grow very, you can.
Or, I mean, there are other markets too. So, like, if you're doing a bunch of clean with me's, or if you're, you know what I'm saying? Like, there's so
your
many
kids
people
channel pops off.
Killing it
on
YouTube in so many different niches and like markets. But the thing is, like, you don't ever really know what's going to pop off. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can study what's working for other people, And you can try and emulate it or duplicate it, but it may not pop for you. So it's one of those things where you got to figure out mm-hmm. what is the thing that my audience enjoys. So yeah. it's going to take some trial and error of putting out different types mm-hmm. of content to see what works the best. And then you just keep repeating what works the best. Like, literally, I say this all the time. Like, people like my natural hair, but they love my vlogging. Like, they here to see the family. Like, me and Chad was just talking about this today. Like, folks was checking for me, but they was really checking once you came into the picture. You know what I'm saying? So, like, that was what we ran with because that's what people wanted to see the most of. So, I definitely feel like there is a market, but I do feel like it takes an extreme amount of patience when it comes to growing yeah. on YouTube if you want to do it the slow and steady way, not just the... You know,
if you want to do it,
what's the thing yeah. I can do that's just going to grab everybody's attention really quickly?
Yeah,
if that makes sense.
And, and that's the thing. Like, you know, I think that the most important piece to all of it will be finding something that you really, truly enjoy. Because at the end of the day, like, if you don't enjoy it, then it's not going to bring you happiness. And yeah, it might blow up. And that's amazing. That would be exciting, right? But you want to also enjoy what you're doing. Mm-hmm. And so I think that just finding what you really enjoy doing and finding being able to really be your true, genuine self. There is somebody out there. There are somebodies out there
yeah.
that want to see that, that need to see that. But yeah, it's a game of just, you know, being patient, being authentic to yourself and figuring out, you know,
yeah.
Figuring out what the people that are following you, what they want to see.
Don't give up, though.
Like, don't give up, yeah.
Don't give up.
If you anybody, really want to do it.
If you're starting a YouTube channel or you're doing a YouTube channel, like, don't give up. We're in year 10, like, literally. And we don't even have a million subscribers. You know what I'm saying? Like, so don't get caught up in the numbers and don't give up because somebody could look at our channel and be like, they ain't doing nothing. We're losing subscribers. That's fine. I ain't losing these checks. So, you know what I'm saying? Like, what's for you is for you.
Yeah.
Period. Okay? So, if you enjoy it and you're putting out content that you're proud of and that you can honestly keep doing when there aren't a bunch of people watching and there's not a bunch of money being thrown at it, then just keep at it because you believe in it. You know what I'm saying? And you just never know when that moment will happen where it will explode or grow or, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, because like, I mean, because to think about this, like, this has been a full-time income for Gabrielle since Chad was born in January of 2013. Mm-hmm. This has been full-time income for both of us since October of 2015. Mm. No, 14.
Because we moved here in 13 and you got laid off
in
2014.
Yeah, so this has been full time for both of us since October, November of 2014. Mm-hmm. So 7 years of full time income for both of us. And I mean, in that time, we've been able to buy our house. We've, you know, a few cars, they're paid off. We own, I mean, and we've been able to really enjoy life. So what I'm saying that is to say that the numbers game, you know, you can get wrapped up into that, like that's what matters. But really what matters is, you know, having for us is having the amazing peeps, you know, all of you, like, being here for us and, like, you know, and being a part of the family and us being able to, you know, hopefully pour into you. And we also, you pour into us as well. And that's building that community is what really is going to benefit you in the long run.
Absolutely.
So that's what you should be striving to do, but definitely don't give up.
Yeah. The connection. Look for the connection. The connection is what's going to carry you further.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Let's see. I saw something else, and I wanted to say something. Somebody said something about Adam. You're talking about Adam Ali? I just seen it in passing, and I don't know if it was a question or what it was. Am I friends with Tamara Mowry? Yeah, she does follow me. I think it's pretty cool. I think that she had started following me back in the day when people used to always tag us and say how much Aiden and Siege looked alike. So I think eventually she just started following me. I've never met her before. I would love to. I feel like she has such a sweet personality. But yeah, and it's pretty cool. Like, she likes some of my stuff every now and then, but it's, you know, like, we've never had a conversation. But yeah, Siege and it is his son. Her name is Aiden, right? Aiden, I think so. But they used to look so much alike they were younger.
That was always the thing that we got. We got crazy told.
So people would be constantly like tagging me and tagging her, talking about how our sons look so much alike.
If they're talking about Adam,
I think somebody said something about Alan Ali. Somebody said it was like, I don't see Chad and Adam, but honestly,
Adam is great. He will text every once in a while. I'll text him back. Text him every once in a while. We just check on each other and just like, hey man, how you doing? How's the fam? Like, it's a very, like, it's out of nowhere. Like, it's no expectations. We're not asking each other for anything. So no, me and Adam, anytime we've seen Adam in person,
he's always good.
Always cool people. Yeah. Always, I definitely like Adam, and I would definitely hang with Adam more if we lived closer. I think he's good people. You know, as far as how I've always been treated with Adam.
Yeah, you met her and took a photo with her. Who are you talking about? Tamara? Did you really? That is so cool. I keep seeing questions, and then I keep passing them, trying to get to the end. So I'm scrolling back up. If you ask the question, I'm getting to it. Are we still planning on doing a big meet and greet once the pandemic stuff is better? Yes.
100%.
I miss meet and greets. We would always travel, and we would always have meet and greets wherever we were. Do y'all remember those days?
Man, it was always so much fun.
Because I love the connection and like meeting you guys and putting faces with names. Some of y'all have been commenting for years. So to be able to like see who you are and like, you know, hug and get to know each other. I love that.
We value meeting people. Mm-hmm. That you know, somehow we've connected with on social media, like they found us or they watch us. Like, it's just the coolest thing ever, because we met so many people, so many of you peeps out there that we've met only because of what we do. Right, we would have never met you ever. Yeah. So the fact that we get to meet people that we maybe would have never met is like such a blessing to us.
It's pretty cool. Yes. Whenever stuff is right, maybe 2023 could be the year. No, 2022 could be the year where we do. Like, we were literally,
prayerfully, it will be
planning. Like, we had found a place here. We were going to tour the place probably right before the pandemic started, and then we were going to tour another one. We had it set up and everything, and then COVID happened. So because we wanted to do some live podcasts, we wanted to kick it off with one here and then possibly do like a live podcast tour, you know. So like, we had all of these hopes for live events and meetups and stuff. So, you know, eventually, hopefully we will get back to that.
I mean, you know, it definitely, yeah. So prayerfully, 2022 will be a different year.
Yeah.
And you know, and for everyone, you know, better year.
Yeah, I'd love to have meetups. I'd also love to have like we had talked about a relationship retreat, or something that we wanted to have, you know, for couples, stuff like that. We definitely want to do in the future. So as soon as stuff be right.
That's a good point right there.
I just noticed that we have couch conversations back. That's right. And we have a couch. That's right. Shout out to the couch conversations.
You're
okay.
You're welcome. She loves this couch.
I do. I absolutely love this couch. Like, I'm so glad we went with this color. Every time I look at it, I'm like, I'm so glad.
And it looks so great. It didn't take it up any more room.
Yes. But I will be honest and say that we don't use the couch unless we're recording a podcast. We don't really sit on it. The kids probably use it more than we do.
We haven't come up in the room a ton either. Like, honestly.
Yeah, like we thought we was going to be sitting here watching movies and stuff. We probably watch one movie sitting on this couch.
We will, though. We still need to christen this bad boy.
Yeah, we ain't done that yet.
We need to do that, too.
No, actually, we did do that last week.
Yes, we did that. Never mind. Okay. We did.
Yeah, we christened it. TMI. Okay, let's see. Somebody said advice for couples going through IVF. You guys are going to have to lean on each other. Like,
it is a team effort.
It is a joint effort.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter whose issue is whose or why you're going through the process. You guys are going to have to lean on each other, because it's going to be frustrating. you're going to be irritated. You're going to be annoyed.
Yeah.
Your hormones are going to be out of control. You're going to be emotional. Like, literally, it is the hardest thing that we've ever been through.
Yeah.
Just because there's so much uncertainty and you're spending all this money and you just want it to go perfectly. And, you know, it can cause a wide range of emotions. So, you know, give each other grace. Allow each other to go through those emotions and just be there. The stress,
it can be very stressful, and it's a stress that doesn't necessarily leave until the baby's here.
Yeah, right? Yeah. No, even when you get pregnant,
because
it's still
because it obviously is not a conventional, but you still, you know, for us, we still had to just hold on to our faith that regardless of how we did it, it won't work without God.
Right.
Like, he has to make it work. You know, the doctors can't make it work. Yep. He has to make it work. So we had to just continue to stay faithful, hold on to that faith that, you know what, thank you for the doctors and the IVF procedure, but God, we still need you to make it happen.
Yeah.
But it is stressful. But at the same time, we did a really good job of being there for each other.
Tiffany, they start next week.
Look, we calling it now.
We're claiming that baby.
You can name the baby Chad, or you can name the baby Gabrielle. Whatever you want to do. Just a couple options. Whatever. We're good with it.
We are praying for y'all prayer is come together and pray with each other. Like, it's going to carry you through because it's not always easy.
Yeah.
You know, but we pray that it's successful in the first try.
Absolutely.
Okay.
If there's anybody listening that wants to pray for him as well, we would, you know,
please pray for Tiffany. Say a quick little prayer for him. Yes, because
it's stressful, but at the same time,
it is. Yes, we only did IVF for Reagan because Siege just popped. He just came. Literally, like,
he was lying.
We were only married 6 months. We got pregnant in March of 2012.
Yeah.
So was that August, September, October, November, December, January, February, March. 7 months.
7 months.
And
she couldn't keep her hands off me, so, you know.
So never in a million years did we think we would have an issue having a second child. And it was like secondary infertility is what they call it.
Secondary infertility. And it was my issue.
Yeah. It took years.
And so if I want, like, anybody that's listening that, you know, that's not Tiffany and her husband, but like anybody that's listening, if the husband is the issue, it's okay. Like, you know, let him know. Or if you're listening, you know, it's good. It's okay that you have, you know, that you're the one that is, you know, having an issue. It's not the end of the world. Like, you know, everybody wants to think that the woman is always the issue, or they're the ones that has a problem. But that's not the case, you know. And I think that it's important to acknowledge that it's not anyone's fault. It's something, an obstacle in life that you're going to get through. And so I think that as men, it's okay to not be perfect. It's okay to have to not have so much pride that we can't admit when, you know what, we've got some issues that we need to get fixed. And so I think that's important. And I talk about it today. It was my issue. And guess what? We still got our baby girl.
Yep.
So it wasn't that big of an issue.
Yep. God worked it on out.
That's right.
He can do anything. Okay. Anything. I think we'd be forgetting that sometimes, like
100%. Sometimes sometimes we do, but
yeah. How do we handle disagreements in our marriage? Do we ever go to bed mad at each other? No. But we also don't have a whole lot of disagreements. Like they're very few and far between. Like we don't argue. It's not saying we don't ever disagree. We do disagree, but
it doesn't get turned into an argument.
It never turns into an argument. It doesn't. Like, we're not people who do, like, silent treatment, and you know what I'm saying? Like, it don't ever get to that.
Yeah.
So, no. I could never go to bed and be mad at you. Like, first of all, even if I wanted to, he's not letting that happen. Like, Chad only gonna give me so long to be in my feelings, and then it's like, okay. He finna get me out of it. He finna tell me a joke. Something. He gonna get me laughing. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, he's not about that life. And I'm not really about that life either.
No.
But if I just don't want to talk about it, It's like he knows exactly how much time to give me before, you know, getting me to come around. And now it doesn't even take.
Doesn't take long at all.
Like, because life is just too short.
I think that for me, you know, and Gabriel, I think, you know, like when you're married, like Gabriel is like the, you know, number one subject that I study every day. Like I'm trying to like get better and better at learning you every single day. You know, and same with the kids, right? You're just trying to do. So that's, so for me, now I know her well enough to know. I always joke with her. I know her better than she knows herself.
He does.
And but I believe that in some moments that I do.
Yeah.
Because she'll, you know, she thinks that she can shield something from me, or like, I'm like, girl, I know, I can see right through you. What are you talking about? You know, I think it's just, you know, you study the person that you're with and try to get to know them better.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. And I was going to say, like, if you find yourself having disagreements constantly, or you find yourself going to bed angry, like, I think the number one thing to remember is that it's you guys together against the issue. Like, it shouldn't be me against you. Like, we are the team. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, why are we coming against each other when we are the team? There should not be anything that is coming between us to make us be at ends with each other, at odds with each other. Now, obviously, you know, cheating and infidelity and things happen.
If you're
happen,
talking about money, you're talking like, about like other family issues outside of, like, you guys are, like Gabriel said, you guys are a team. You're in it together. Mm-hmm. You're in it to win it together. That was what you said you wanted to do. You wanted to do life together. So why are you going to beat up your teammate every time you guys are dealing with something? Like, that just does, it does, it's counterproductive. It doesn't make sense. And that means that your communication is not that great. It's like, you know, so yeah, just remember, I love the way you said that, is that you're in it together. You're a team, like, and you got to attack things together, and if you do, that's going to make you, your relationship stronger, and it's going to grow your communication.
Good night from Brazil, thanks for joining us.
Yes, good night, thank you.
Yes. Well, okay, we're only going to do a few more questions because it's getting long. I said I was only going to do this for an hour,
and it's been about 110 or so.
You know, the timekeeper over here. Are we ever going to write any books?
Yes. Yes. We have a, we actually
we
have
get our life together.
We actually have an agent.
We do.
And
we still can't seem to get our
And
life
so we're working the next step is we're working on our book proposal so that our agent can then
shop us
and we're going to, you know, and we are, we're calling it like it, we're going to have a book and we're very excited about it. And
we're going to have a published book.
That's right. And very, and one of many, we think.
So y'all pray for us, because what I will say, that what we have realized how difficult writing a book can be, like carving out the time to do it. And I think that that's what's been the biggest issue for us, is carving out the time to do it. With everything that we have going on. And also, I think that, well, I can only speak for me, but I feel like a book seems like such a lofty thing that sometimes, you know how sometimes, like, you think a task is so massive that you don't even start, or you don't even know where to start, or you hesitate because you're like, oh, I'm never going to get through this. And it just seems very...
daunting of a task
because we have sat down, like, we've done our outline, we've done, you know what I'm saying, and it's like, okay, now that we've got the outline, we got to start formulating these chapters. But it's like, I think we just both feel like it's just going to be harder than what it is.
Let me jump on my soapbox here, okay? I feel the same. I feel the same way.
Yeah,
well, her and I both agree exactly like that. But what I always go back to every time I'm feeling it like that, and when I pray about it, is I always go back to that I think that God doesn't put things on your heart, or things that, I think the things he has for you aren't always going to be just the super simplest, easiest cupcake walk thing you can do. The hard things that you think about or you dream about oftentimes are probably the things from God.
Yeah.
You know, and I think that the book is from God, because we've always wanted to do this from the get-go. Oh my God. We've always felt
I remember 2 years ago, we sat up here and talked about, like, resolutions. It was like the new year or something, and we said we was going to write a book.
Yeah.
And literally the agent, it, like, literally fell into our laps the way that it happened, and it was just nothing but God. But now I'm like, okay,
because we didn't seek an agent. We weren't seeking.
We weren't even seeking, and it just kind of happened, and it's like, okay, Lord. Now yeah. we just really got to do it.
Exactly. Like, so I got to do it. So it's going to happen.
Yeah.
But I think the reason it feels so daunting is because it's from God and it's something that he wants us to do and has for us. And that's why it seems so difficult. So we're not going to let fear stop us for long. We're going to make it happen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, somebody said asked about you for somebody asked about your training. Was this your first Ironman? Was that the question? I gotta find it. Dang, it was something about your training. Ask it again if you're still watching. Oh, here we go. You mentioned that you have a trainer for your Ironman, correct? Is this the first time with one since doing marathons? So I think, is this your first time having a trainer?
Yeah, yeah. So I've done all of my, I've done like 13 or 14.
Hey.
Be careful.
I've done about 15 or 16, I think, total triathlons and a bunch of like 10Ks and half marathons and stuff. But I've never had a coach. So this year, because I wanted to do the full Ironman and I wanted to do it right, I decided to invest in a coach, someone who has done multiple Ironmans and been very successful. And so I invested in it. It's been great so far. Like, I have a really good path forward. It's actually cool, too, because I'm going to be doing the full Ironman is in November in Panama City Beach, Florida. So, you know, look out for that, like November. Panama City, Florida, full Ironman. If you guys, you know, I mean, if you guys, maybe we can have a meet up then. I don't know. We'll figure it out. So we'll be in Panama City Beach, Florida. So we'll figure it out.
About that, maybe.
But in October, I'm doing a half Ironman in Muncie, the same one I did a few years ago. My coach is actually going to be doing the full Ironman there in Muncie.
Oh yeah, you told me that.
So I'm going to be able to meet him in person. And so I'm very excited about that. And that's going to be a really good chance to, you know, race and mm-hmm. be ready for November. But I'm excited. It's been going great.
Yeah.
I feel good. I'm staying injury free. You know, God willing, I continue to do that. My bike is fit. I went and got a fit for my bike and I'm strong. Like, I feel good. And so, yeah, God willing, November 6th.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's going down.
I'm a here. You are an Ironman. So.
Yes. You are.
Yeah.
That's going to be so exciting. Man, that live with me and Kills was lit, right? Shout out to you if you was on that live. We had the best time. And we want to do more lives. Like, we keep talking about, okay, we need to do the next one. We need to do the next one. We're thinking about doing it, you know, more reoccurring.
Yeah.
But I do feel like I'm kind of nervous to do them because they're not all going to be lit like that. I feel like we told y'all all the secrets on the first live. So they can't all be lit like that one. But we do have good conversation. So I think we should definitely do more lives. So I'm make sure to tell Kels that y'all was asking.
It's something.
Oh, is it?
Let me see.
Can you see if it's buffering? What's it say? Is it saying anything? You might have to.
Oh, no, you're lying.
Oh, am I? Oh, we had the little spinning wheel. So if I got disconnected, I'm sorry.
We try to pay attention to the little spinny thing.
So, yeah, it was a lot of fun. So, yes, you can look out for more lives with me and Kels. We going to do them, okay? We are definitely going to do them.
Yeah.
Somebody said, what was another one? Dang. I just want to make sure I'm getting all these questions. We're going to take about 5 more questions, and then we're going
to
let y'all go.
For 2 more, and now she went to 5. This is what happened.
Because y'all know I will be live all night.
This is what
happened.
She said we're going to take 2 more questions.
I love it.
And now she said we're going to have 5 more. See, this is what I'm talking about. That's what she do. And we taking 2 more.
Somebody said, what would the book be about? It would be about marriage and relationships.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. That's what we believe is our platform and what God has put us here for,
100%.
To be marriage champions and to showcase the fact that it doesn't have to be hard.
Yeah.
We want to challenge the view that everyone puts out there that marriage is so hard because it's like the first thing everybody always says. And it's like, does that have to be the first thought?
Yeah.
Does it even have to be true?
So, and there's also going to be mixture of, you know, our story, you know, yeah. what I mean, like, obviously, like,
obviously,
our story, some, yeah. some, maybe some stories you've never heard or we've never talked about, mm-hmm. that we, you know, so it's going to be something that we want, we hope that is enjoyable, fun, and beneficial,
yeah,
to the people reading.
Yeah. Okay. So, will I ever consider singing and putting it out? I have an excellent voice, and you miss seeing me sing with the choir. Oh, thank you, Tracy. I really appreciate that. I would love to do an album. I would love to do a Christmas album, like just a cover album of Christmas songs. And then I feel like see how that goes. And then like, I would love to do an album, but is it top priority? No. You know, like if it, I don't know, it's not something that I'm really just like working towards. I got to work on singing, period. Cause I have not been like, I don't sing anymore because I don't, there's nowhere that I go and sing. Like, I'm not on the worship team anymore, so I'm not singing in church, so I don't sing a lot around the house anymore, so I feel very out of practice because I don't sing anymore. Yeah. So I gotta start there and get my situation back right, because I feel like my confidence has suffered because I feel like I've been kind of out of the game for so long. So I don't know, maybe one day I'll do an album. Okay. Maybe one day I'll do covers. I don't know, I just, the thought of it, it makes me nervous because I'm not as confident.
I don't know if it's doing it again.
Well, we only know if we look up there. Now it's buffering.
Okay.
Chad, I'm trying to mess with it. Can you see? You might have to unhook it. Yeah. Hey, shh. You might have to unscrew it to pull it out some. Hey, hey. What is happening? Be careful.
Chad, can you?
What happened?
Is this unlocked? Can you put that? Can you lock that piece down? Right down, baby.
Oh, did you reconnect?
I'm trying. It's about to fall. Just lock it, baby.
Did you hit reconnect? No.
No, because it's about to fall.
We're struggling. Are we back, y'all? Oh my goodness, this is a struggle. Lord, we're about to end this because it's too much. It's too much. Sorry. You gotta scoot it over, yeah.
Is that good?
Uh-uh. Scoot it back.
Scoot back, Charlotte. What's that mean?
This way. I'm trying to do it the way you are. Yeah, yeah.
Good?
Yeah, yeah. This is a mess, okay?
Lower.
All right. This is probably about to be the end because we can't. Lord, we can't with these kids. I feel like we didn't learn from the last time we said we were going to do it after the kids went to sleep.
It's been too late.
And it's just, yeah. Chad, please keep the door open so she can come in. Thank you.
Open the door, buddy.
Oh my goodness. She's
stopping it. Can you act like he's stronger than the 3-year-old, please?
All right. Are we gonna have to talk with Reagan and Chad about race and how to handle it in public? Yes, we have had talks with Chad Jr. already. Reagan's a little bit young to kind of understand. We've not really gone into more than just, you know.
Watch your fingers.
That she is half black, that she's half white, that type of thing. Like, we read books about mixed kids just so she can kind of understand that. But we've only had some of the racism.
Reagan.
We've only had some of the racism conversations with Chad Jr. But absolutely, we're going to have them because I feel like they need to know how the world can perceive them as they get older, and they just need to be prepared for it. Like, and you know, our job is to make sure they are prepared but not fearful, not scared, not feeling, you know, any kind of way, just having the knowledge, you know.
100%. We're definitely gonna have those conversations. Absolutely. We've already had some with Chad. Hey, don't touch the mirror.
Yeah.
Hey, stop touching the mirror. We're not touching it. She was touching it. We don't want to touch the mirror because we don't want it to fall. Okay. Kids, you always have to be so vigilant. That's why,
because you just never know what
you just never know what they're doing.
Yeah,
I mean, they're kids, they're being kids.
Yeah, you never know what they're about to do. Oh, gotta go to Trader Joe's. Enjoy.
But yeah, like Gabriel said, just to echo that, yeah, we're definitely have all those conversations, and we've had some with Chad Jr. already, and we'll continue to have them, and Reagan as she gets older. And
Chad, have you ever considered the ministry?
Nope, never. Not never. Yeah, I mean, yes, I believe that God has some kind of calling on my life. I don't know what it is, but I do believe He does. So I just pray about that, you know.
Yeah. I'm gonna say, how about a meet up with the gang? Honestly, I don't know that would ever happen again. Just because I don't know that it would ever happen again. You guys will definitely see us with Tiffany and TJ again, but I don't know if we will all be able to get together. Let's see. I think that's everything. I feel like I've gotten everything. Shout out to you, Justin. Said you pre-ordering the copy, okay? Pre-ordered before it's already written, right. All right?
Appreciate it.
We appreciate the support, okay? Because we're going to be needing y'all help when it is written. Get them pre-orders popping, okay?
Absolutely.
Let's see. How do you get me to interview for your podcast? Send me an email. Shoot me an email, gabrielle@gaybabetv.com.
Yeah.
If you're ever interested in having me on your podcast or, you know, speaking or whatever. Whoa,
whoa. Jeez Louise. I can think that this is the end of the
podcast. Are we buffering again? Or can y'all see us?
Stop.
No, we're not. Oh, okay, good. It's spinning on our end, so we just wanted to make sure it's not spinning for you guys.
Cover up your panties, baby.
Okay, cool. What is wrong with my right eye? Girl, what is wrong with it? Can somebody tell me what is wrong with my eyes? Like, I've never been diagnosed with a lazy eye. I've never been diagnosed with anything wrong with my eye. I don't know why they are the way they are. God made me this way.
I don't know why God made her eyes so beautiful.
I don't know. So beautiful. Like, it is the most annoying thing. I don't have a lazy eye. Okay? Ain't nobody ever told me I've had a lazy eye. I've seen multiple optometrists. I'm sure somebody would have said, hey, we need to talk about your eye if there was an issue.
Yeah.
I don't know why it does what it does. I have very far set apart eyes, and I think that's part of
but
it.
But
I don't understand why people are so freaking concerned. Like,
but I also, yes, like why, like if you're not a troll or a hater, if you are, then we obviously know.
Right, I don't feel like anybody has ever asked that actually cared. Like, it's always been a troll asking about my eyes because that's the only thing they seem to be able to say is that I have a lazy eye.
But if you've watched this whole thing and that's all you've got to comment. Well,
bye.
We just don't need
get out of here. Lord.
Hey.
Please. Okay. This is about to be the end. I can't do it. I can't do it. It's too much. Sorry, y'all. I got a little. It's the most irritating thing, like, to have somebody nitpick about something that you don't like. If I had a lazy eye, I'm pretty sure I would be doing everything I could to fix it. Or I would be like, yes, I've been diagnosed with a lazy eye, but I haven't. It's like, God, dog, this is the way God made me. I'm so sorry that it's not to your standards. Yeah. I'm so sorry.
At the end of the day, no, she's not sorry. At the end of the day, it's just a disrespectful comment. Because it's not needed. At the end of the day, like it doesn't matter in your life at all in any way, shape, or form. So people just need to think before you type sometimes. Yeah. Like, you know, the people say think before you speak. Well, it goes for typing as well.
Right. Somebody say ask for they pick. Because ain't nobody ever commented crazy and had a profile picture. When I tell you, if it's been a picture, it ain't been of them. What do you look like? Like, what? Sheesh.
But you know what?
It's like I've literally never, ever questioned my eye. And I feel like I asked you this probably like a couple months ago, like, do I actually have a lazy eye? Because people say it so much. I'm like, do I have a lazy eye? I asked Chad this because I'm like, people say it all the time.
At the end of the day,
I don't see it. But maybe I'm missing it. But you would think that the doctor would have mentioned something. Like, But it's crazy how somebody can nitpick at you and call out things that they see so much that you start to believe. Like, I never questioned that if I had a lazy eye, but literally I was like, well, do I? Jesus. And that is, it's ridiculous. It is ridiculous. Like, I just don't think that it's cool.
Yeah. You know, at the end of the day, we still, we pray for all those folks. Like, we wish you nothing but the best.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it doesn't, you know, because we Gwenning over here. Like, we Gwenning. Like, God is good. Like, we taken care of. We are blessed. I mean, we thriving. We not just surviving, we thriving. Like, so at the end of the day, sometimes when people leave nasty comments or they leave disrespectful comments, it's because they're dealing with things themselves.
Yeah.
That they don't know how to deal with internally or with themselves, so they project.
Yeah.
And oftentimes they project on people that they don't know. So we just gonna pray for you. We're gonna pray for all the people that out there that are doing that in general, like everywhere in the world. And we're gonna continue to thrive.
Yeah, like hate never wins.
No.
It literally never wins. And even if you feel better after saying some disrespectful stuff to somebody,
it's an issue.
It's only gonna last for a moment.
Yeah.
And then you gotta do it again to feel better about yourself.
You still gotta deal with the crap in your life that's causing you to do that.
What's the root cause of why you feel like you need to be
tear somebody down?
Tearing somebody down that you don't, somebody down, period, but somebody that you don't even know. Like, if it makes you feel good to talk about somebody, period, then there is a deeper rooted issue there that you really should spend some time thinking about. 100%. Like, literally, if you dedicate your life, years of your life, to talk about someone, you got to do some soul searching at some point. Like, there's got to be something better to life than that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Gotta be better.
Like, it has to be.
There's got to be more productive ways to spend your time. But at the end of the day, that's not our concern, how you spend your time. We just going to pray that you figure it out at the end of the day. Like that, you know, we're going to keep doing our thing over here.
Can spending you guys time with do all of
our peeps that actually are here to help.
We appreciate y'all.
Yeah, we appreciate the peeps.
Yes, we love y'all. What is this? Somebody said, can we do a, do a who knows Siege best? Like a video of like his things? Like, I guess like certain things about Siege? That could be a cool video. Okay.
Oh, yeah, I got this hat in Florida in Key West.
Oh, yeah, that was
a little shop. Too. Sorry, yeah, it was a little shop there that was in there. Yeah, this is a nice hat. Bird and Vine. Apparently, it's like an LA-based company, so Bird and Vine. So, check it out.
Yeah.
If you can see that.
Yeah, it's dope. I like
it. Yeah, they got a bunch of things, but I really like the blessed one because at the end of the day, like I just said, so yes. I ain't gonna say nothing. I just point to the hat. Like,
blessed.
We blessed. And many of you are blessed as well. And I think that's what matters. Whenever someone tries to tear you down or something, you know, you just remember that you're blessed.
I mean, like, just remember how you treat other people. It's going to come back to
karma.
You.
Karma.
It's going to come back to you.
You know, it's going to come back around. I believe that karma does come around. Mm-hmm. And can really, you know, you have to answer for the way you treat people.
Absolutely.
You know, and so just treat people good. Yeah. Treat people the way that you would want to be treated.
Absolutely.
And that's it. It's the golden rule, right? I mean, it's really valid.
Not that difficult.
It's not that difficult. Treat people the way that you want to be treated. Yes. Or just don't watch or interact with them if you don't like
if
them.
If my
that's okay.
eye bothers you that bad, stop watching. It's okay. I'd rather you not be stressed about my eye.
Yeah.
All right, y'all. It's been an hour and 30 minutes. We went over by 30 minutes. Shout out to you, babe, for hanging on.
That's right. Peepive. That's right. I like that. Peepive.
Peepive. Okay. Like okay.
That. Now, we appreciate
y'all. We love y'all.
We love y'all. Well, thank you so much for just being...
For being here.
Being here.
Being
like
you.
Being you. Being authentic. Yes. Just being real. Challenging our thought process. Mm-hmm. Allowing us to challenge your thought process.
Your encouragement. Yes. Your prayers. Your support. Like, we can't thank y'all enough.
No,
you know what I'm saying? Like, you guys are the reason Gay Babe TV and Let's Make Out podcast is thriving. And we appreciate you guys. So yeah,
you mean a lot to
you
us.
You guys mean enough. Mean the world to us.
Absolutely.
Yeah. All right, y'all. 100 episodes down.
So here's to 100 more.
Yes.
That's right. And but yeah, so we appreciate y'all. So, you know, you can actually, you know, all of our, you know, here obviously on YouTube, but you also can check us out on Facebook, Let's Make Out Podcast, Instagram, the same thing, Let's Make Out Podcast, and Twitter, Let's Make Out Pod. Rate and review us if you listen to it, you know, so say yeah, you listen to the other podcast, please rate and review us on wherever you listen to us.
A lot of people are saying Happy Father's Day.
Thank you so much. I appreciate all the birthday wishes and all of the Father's Day wishes. And I'm sending those back to, you know, anybody that has a birthday coming up, happy birthday. Anybody, you know, their husbands, or if there's a husband or a man watching right now, Happy Father's Day. Mm-hmm. That, you know, just thank you so much. We appreciate it.
Yeah, we love y'all, and we will see you next week. We got a podcast next week, right?
We do.
Okay, same time, same place.
That's right.
Well, one of us got to get up and turn it off.
We do.
Thanks for watching, guys. Let me watch you. Have a good weekend.
Let me watch her get up.
You're so funny.
I'm mad if you put on a short challenge.